welcome to Unity Church. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you to find and to keep your balance, a place which helps you to live a loving life of integrity and service and joy. I'd like to call your attention to this week at Unity, the pink insert in your order of service, which serves as an invitation and a roadmap to deeper involvement in the life of the church. The times and descriptions of the Christmas Eve services are listed there. This year we're adding a family lessons and carols service at 7 o'clock. That service will be designed especially for the children and will include a dedication of new lives, which is a fun thing to do on Christmas Eve. Brief update on the pledge campaign. We're at 92% of our goal, which is $901,949. Of the 627 pledges, 52 are new and 575 are returning. There are 146 households who pledged $94,000 in 2006, from whom we are waiting to hear. If you are representative of one of those households and would like to pledge this evening, there will be a table in the parish hall where you can do so. If you've been wanting to pledge to the church but somehow haven't connected with that opportunity, you may also feel free to approach that table. We've received $27,200 in UUA Prairie Star District pledges, which will allow us to pay 68% of our fair share this year rather than the 25% we are currently giving. Following the service this evening, we hope you'll join us for refreshments and a very special reception honoring Laura Schlatter, who will be departing at the end of the year from her position as membership coordinator in the parish hall. There you can see new friends and old, visit our excellent bookstall, and stop by the information tables. The children's and adult libraries are also open after the service and available to you. The libraries are located on the second floor of the Elliott Wing. If you're interested in becoming a member of Unity Church, please visit the welcome table, which is in the parish hall as well. Jan and I will be going on sabbatical coming mid-January. On January 7th, we will celebrate that transition and welcome Justin Schroeder and Teresa Schwartz as our sabbatical ministers. We have every confidence in Teresa and Justin, in the executive team and the staff and the board of trustees, and we contemplate our departure knowing you are in very good hands indeed. Next week on Christmas Eve, there will be one morning service and six in the evening. The title of the morning service is Find a Stillness, which by then, for most of us, will actually be a prayer. That service will be at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve morning. Due to the fact that the ministers, all four of us, are going to be involved in a bridging ceremony up in the chapel immediately following this service, as the coming of age group moves from their sexuality study curriculum into their theology curriculum, we will not be greeting you at the Portland Avenue doors. You instead can greet one another and greet Laura Schlatter in the parish hall. Thank you so much for being here this evening, and once again, welcome to Unity Church.
Thank you. I was young, every Christmas my parents and other neighbors would arrange a neighborhood caroling party. What I enjoyed most about this caroling party was arriving at a house and waiting until all the carolers were gathered around the front door, and then being the one who rang the doorbell or knocked, and then racing back, waiting for them to open the door. I remember one particular door that opened slowly, and an elderly woman appeared. As we burst into deck the halls with boughs of holly, a smile spread across her face. And as we finished singing, she motioned for us to continue, sing another. But then she disappeared from the door. We launched into We Three Kings, and we're nearly done when the woman appeared again, this time with a hunched, frail man pushing a walker, guided and held by this woman. We didn't need any prompting this time. As the couple stood together in the doorway, we sang Silent Night, Holy Night. And they joined us in song. On that cold night in December, we blessed each other with our singing and with our presence. Let us gather here this evening, do the same. Come, let us worship together.
And now will the hat process down the aisle? For those of you who are new to Unity Church and new to this service, we have a tradition of a carol sing at the 9 o'clock and the 4:30, a new tradition for this service, and a carol shout at the 11 o'clock. So I will pull something from here, and you have two hymnals. One is called the Supplement, and that's the small one, and the other is the regular. And some of the time we'll be standing and some of the time we'll be singing. And I ask that you stand and join with me in singing from your supplement, O Come, Emmanuel, S41, and we will sing verses 1 and 3. Thank you. verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Christmas Day 240, 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you. Let us read together. Listen to the voices of winter, bright as the snow, clear as the wind, warm as the fire within. The longest of nights, the darkest of days, we come singing winter's praise. Please be seated. After a moment of silence, please join in our meditation on peace. Rob will lead us in song, and we will repeat it 6 times.
Each time we gather for worship, whether here in the sanctuary or upstairs in the chapel with the children, we take a few moments to invite into the circle of friendship and compassion we want our church to be, those who can't be here with us today, those who have died, those who are off somewhere celebrating some great turning in their lives, those who are in need of the very real care of this congregation. I will begin, and in a moment I will invite you to speak the names of those you've brought here in your hearts this evening. Our hearts are with all those who live with grief, chronic pain, or addiction, those who care for family members in ill health, and those who knowingly face their final days. We want you to know the church is at your side. We mourn the death and celebrate the life of Bob Lawfrey, grandfather to Kelly and great-grandfather to Alex, Kira, Sam, and Tori. Our hearts are with Alex Chandler, who's facing some difficult decisions related to her health, and with Olga Zoltai, who faces surgery this coming Wednesday. Janice Whitney has fulfilled her goal of finishing her cancer treatments by the end of 2006. Surgery this past week marks the last milestone. And our hearts are with Jan Eller Isaacs, who fell in the creek on Monday and broke her elbow. And finally, we stand in compassionate solidarity with our neighbors all around the world who suffer in the midst of habitual violence. May they and we, especially at this time of year, but all throughout the year, be instruments of a lasting peace. And now I invite you to share the names of those you have brought here in your hearts. And let us pray. Holy One, source of radiance and reason, Thou whose love endows and animates our lives, we acknowledge Thy presence within and among and beyond us this day. Give us, we pray, the wisdom to enter with whole hearts into the special gifts of this season. Help us to befriend the darkness, to sit in the quiet of a candle's glow, remembering, knowing that the one who is to come comes not to atone for our sins, but to remind us of our gifts. Give us, we pray, a child's eyes to see the little miracles of every day, a child's heart to be swept up in mystery and magic at the turning of the year. Kindle in us the light of lights, that this and every night we might bear witness to that light, be agents then of hope and peace, within, among, and beyond us this glad season. May it be so, and amen.
I'd like to invite Laura Schlatter to come join Rob and me and Justin and Teresa up in the chancel.
Laura, we wanted to honor you not only in the receptions in the parish hall and over cake, but to recognize the pivotal role that you've played in helping to gather this community, to strengthen it. The work that you've done has made an incredible difference in the life of this church. And we wanted to begin this little moment of honoring you with a portion of a poem by Marge Piercy, one of our favorites. It's called To Be of Use. The people I love best jump into work head first without dallying in the shallows and swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves, an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out.
We so appreciate all that you have brought to us and feel so blessed by the years that you have given us. The work of the world is as common as mud, botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust, but the thing worth doing well done has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphoras were for wine or oil. Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real.
And you know and we know that the work has been real. You've taught us a great deal about welcoming others, about the many points of entry through which one finds their way into Unity Church. It's truly been a ministry, and we want to honor that ministry and honor you as you move on in your ministry, as you find other ways to express your talents and your longings and your transforming power as a human being in the world. We also
have a gift for Laura to honor the sacrifices that all our staff members make by many of them working many weekends, and Laura in particular by holding Finding Yourself at Unity on Saturdays for the convenience of many of you, has worked a lot of weekends. And so we thought the perfect gift for Laura and her beloved husband, Ron Schlatter, who I believe is with, he's not here. He was here earlier. was a bedandbreakfast.com gift certificate so that Laura and Ron might find a weekend now that they have weekends together and go away someplace that would nurture the two of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much. Some of you who haven't been around recently may not know that we now have the offering at Unity go out the door. The organization that the offering is going to this evening is an organization started by newly arrived immigrants with special needs. It's those very immigrants who now serve on the staff and as volunteers of this organization, seeking now that they are settled in this country to help newly arrived immigrants with special needs. Will the ushers please come forward? So we ask that you give as generously as you can to this vital and important organization. Christmas is often portrayed as a season of magic in our culture, and its best-known stories are those miracles wrought by love. Underneath all the glamour and the tinsel and mystery, at the genuine heart of Christmas, beats the simple truth of our everyday love for one another, of parents for their children, of sisters and brothers, of lovers, of friends, of family and home. One of the sources of our strength in difficult days is the rituals of love that give identity and continuity to our families, our friendships, and our communities. In little acts of loving service or in willing sacrifices for someone else's good, we reaffirm our own humanity and the human kinship that brings compassion and peace into this world. The customs and rituals may differ, but we can know that families everywhere, in Leningrad and Jerusalem, in Stockholm and Kandahar, in Los Angeles and in Baghdad, the same light of love shines in the hearts of families and communities, giving hope and faith to the human spirit in its age-long longing for peace. One such ritual celebrated the solstice in the cold northern cultures of Scandinavia and brought with immigrants from those lands to America is the tradition of the Lucy Bride, or Sankta Lucia. Young women dressed in white and wearing crowns of lighted candles waken their families on Santa Lucia Day with songs and special foods. Well, see for yourself, because here they come now.
Christian era. Norse, Celtic, Germanic, and Roman traditions all contain images of females bringing light and lamps during the days of the winter solstice. Stories of grain, ships, and cats also figure along with the blessed image of the saving light and love of one brave daughter. In Italy, Lucia was the beautiful daughter of a wealthy family in Syracuse, a town on the Italian island of Sicily. It is said that during the time of persecution, she carried food to the Christians hiding in dark underground tunnels. And as she did this, she wore a wreath of candles on her head to light the way. An angry suitor, whose offer of marriage she had refused, reported her activities to the Roman authorities, and the tradition holds that she was martyred on the day of the winter solstice. Years later, when the island of Sicily was in the grips of severe famine, the people of Syracuse gathered in their cathedral to ask for help in the name of Saint Lucia. And as they prayed, a ship full of grain sailed into the harbor.
Stories travel like the wind, touching the lives of the listeners as the wind touches us. Santa Lucia traveling north became Santa Lucia. And these stories are sometimes chilly, teaching us about the fear that harm and danger can arouse. And sometimes they are gentle in the promise of warmer and more hopeful times ahead. Stories speak to us of times of tragedy and triumph, times of scarcity and bounty. Stories travel like the wind, arriving in lands, weaving the threads of the story into the lives of the people who hear them, retelling them to fit their own situations, retelling them with their landmarks, making the story their own.
It was a cold winter, the coldest that even the eldest old man and the eldest old woman could remember. The snow was piled high, and the wind never stopped blowing. Great drifts of snow would blow across the village and across the frozen harbor. No one had been able to get into the village for weeks, and supplies were running dangerously low. The adults tried to survive on almost nothing, saving everything they could for the elders and for the littlest ones. The light seemed to last for so little bit of time each day, and as the darkness descended, the cold would surround all the people of the village. The villagers were beginning to despair. Would they all starve in this great cold? On the darkest night of the year, they gathered in fear and hopelessness. But as they sat together, one lonely child sat by the window, and he rubbed the window with his dirty worn sleeve, and across the harbor he saw lights, and he couldn't help but shout out, "There's lights coming across the harbor!" Now, of course, the elders didn't believe him, but just to be sure, they walked outside and checked, and there it was true. A ship was sailing across Lake Venern with a beautiful woman dressed all white with candles and a wreath upon her head. She was standing at the helm of the ship and shone brightly into that dark night. The young woman of light, she saved the people from starvation and from their despair. Things were never as hopeless as they were before the daughter of light, their own Santa Lucia, had arrived. Please join with me in the carol of Santa Lucia, printed in the order of the service.
Thank you.
extend a special welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you to find and to keep your balance, a place which helps you to live a loving life of integrity and service and joy. I'd like to call your attention to this week at Unity, the pink insert in your order of service, which serves as an invitation and a roadmap to deeper involvement in the life of the church. The times and descriptions of the Christmas Eve services are listed there. This year we're adding a family lessons and carols service at 7 o'clock. That service will be designed especially for the children and will include a dedication of new lives, which is a fun thing to do on Christmas Eve. Brief update on the pledge campaign. We're at 92% of our goal, which is $901,949. Of the 627 pledges, 52 are new and 575 are returning. There are 146 households who pledged $94,000 in 2006, from whom we are waiting to hear. If you are representative of one of those households and would like to pledge this evening, there will be a table in the parish hall where you can do so. If you've been wanting to pledge to the church but somehow haven't connected with that opportunity, you may also feel free to approach that table. We've received $27,200 in UUA Prairie Star District pledges, which will allow us to pay 68% of our fair share this year rather than the 25% we are currently giving. Following the service this evening, we hope you'll join us for refreshments and a very special reception honoring Laura Schlatter, who will be departing at the end of the year from her position as membership coordinator in the parish hall. There you can see new friends and old, visit our excellent bookstall, and stop by the information tables. The children's and adult libraries are also open after the service and available to you. The libraries are located on the second floor of the Elliott Wing. If you're interested in becoming a member of Unity Church, please visit the welcome table, which is in the parish hall as well. Jan and I will be going on sabbatical coming mid-January. On January 7th, we will celebrate that transition and welcome Justin Schroeder and Teresa Schwartz as our sabbatical ministers. We have every confidence in Teresa and Justin, in the executive team and the staff and the board of trustees, and we contemplate our departure knowing you are in very good hands indeed. Next week on Christmas Eve, there will be one morning service and six in the evening. The title of the morning service is Find a Stillness, which by then, for most of us, will actually be a prayer. That service will be at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve morning. Due to the fact that the ministers, all four of us, are going to be involved in a bridging ceremony up in the chapel immediately following this service as the coming of age group moves from their sexuality study curriculum into their theology curriculum, we will not be greeting you at the Portland Avenue doors. You instead can greet one another and greet Laura Schlatter in the parish hall. Thank you so much for being here this evening, and once again, welcome to Unity Church.
When I was young, every Christmas, my parents and other neighbors would arrange a neighborhood caroling party. What I enjoyed most about this caroling party was arriving at a house and waiting until all the carolers were gathered around the front door, and then being the one who rang the doorbell or knocked, and then racing back, waiting for them to open the door. I remember one particular door that opened slowly, and an elderly woman appeared. As we burst into deck the halls with boughs of holly, a smile spread across her face. And as we finished singing, she motioned for us to continue, sing another. But then she disappeared from the door. We launched into We Three Kings, and we're nearly done when the woman appeared again, this time with a hunched, frail man pushing a walker, guided and held by this woman. We didn't need any prompting this time. As the couple stood together in the doorway, we sang Silent Night, Holy Night, and they joined us in song. On that cold night in December, we blessed each other with our singing and with our presence. Let us gather here this evening, do the same. Come, let us worship together.
And now will the hat process down the aisle. For those of you who are new to Unity Church and new to this service, we have a tradition of a carol sing at the 9 o'clock and the 4:30, a new tradition for this service, and a carol shout at the 11 o'clock. So I will pull something from here, and you have two hymnals. One is called the Supplement, and that's the small one, and the other is the regular. And some of the time we'll be standing and some of the time we'll be singing. And I ask that you stand and join with me in singing from your supplement, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, S41, and we will sing verses 1 and 3. Thank you. It came upon a midnight clear, number 244, verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
bells on Christmas Day 240, 1, 2, and 5. Standing and join with us in reading in unison the reading from your order of service.
us read together. Listen to the voices of winter, bright as the snow, clear as the wind, warm as the fire within. The longest of nights, the darkest of days, we come singing winter's praise. Please be seated. After a moment of silence, please join in our meditation on peace. Rob will lead us in song, and we will repeat it 6 times.
Each time we gather for worship, whether here in the sanctuary or upstairs in the chapel with the children, we take a few moments to invite into the circle of friendship and compassion we want our church to be. Those who can't be here with us today, those who have died, those who are off somewhere celebrating some great turning in their lives, those who are in need of the very real care of this congregation. I will begin, and in a moment I will invite you to speak the names of those you've brought here in your hearts this evening. Our hearts are with all those who live with grief, chronic pain, or addiction, those who care for family members in ill health, and those who knowingly face their final days. We want you to know the church is at your side. We mourn the death and celebrate the life of Bob Lawfrey, grandfather to Kelly and great-grandfather to Alex, Kira, Sam, and Tori. Our hearts hearts are with Alex Chandler, who's facing some difficult decisions related to her health, and with Olga Zoltai, who faces surgery this coming Wednesday. Janice Whitney has fulfilled her goal of finishing her cancer treatments by the end of 2006. Surgery this past week marks the last milestone. And our hearts are with Jan Eller Isaacs, who fell in the creek on Monday and broke her elbow. And finally, we stand in compassionate solidarity with our neighbors all around the world who suffer in the midst of habitual violence. May they and we, especially at this time of year, but all throughout the year, be instruments of a lasting peace. And now I invite you to share the names of those you have brought here in your hearts. And let us pray. Holy One, source of radiance and reason, thou whose love endows and animates our lives, we acknowledge thy presence within and among and beyond us this day. Give us, we pray, the wisdom to enter with whole hearts into the special gifts of this season. Help us to befriend the darkness, to sit in the quiet of a candle's glow, remembering, knowing that the one who is to come comes not to atone for our sins, but to remind us of our gifts. Give us, we pray, a child's eyes to see the little miracles of every day, a child's heart to be swept up in mystery and magic at the turning of the year. Kindle in us the light of lights, that this and every night we might bear witness to that light, be agents then of hope and peace.
Rob and me and Justin and Teresa up in the chancel.
Laura, we wanted to honor you not only in the receptions in the parish hall and over cake, but to recognize the pivotal role that you've played in helping to gather this community, to strengthen it. The work that you've done has made an incredible difference in the life of this church. And we wanted to begin this little moment of honoring you with a portion of a poem by Marge Piercy, one of our favorites. It's called To Be of Use. The people I love best jump into work head first without dallying in the shallows and swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves, an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out.
We so appreciate all that you have brought to us and feel so blessed by the years that you have given us. The work of the world is as common as mud, botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust, but the thing well done has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Great forests were for wine or oil, holy vases that corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. Pictures for water to carry, and a person for work that is real.
And you know that the world has been real. You've taught us a great deal about welcoming others, about the many points of one finds into unity. It's truly been a ministry, and we want to honor that ministry.